Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Saw some decent things, saw some things not so good last Friday night watching Scott Bless's North Cougars, but staying positive as we wind into Week 5. Can the winless Northsiders find success now on the road? We'll see tomorrow night when they visit Carl Riddle Stadium at Terre Haute North. Now, Chris Barrett's Patriots haven't been crashing the end zone themselves with a lot of repetition. They only have 6 total touchdowns through a 1-3 start. It's the Cougs who have to start building momentum offensively, and as Coach Scott told me, create opportunities and then cash in on them.
We've got to take in our growth here is building momentum for ourselves and running with that. Toe-to-toe, we did some good things, had some breakdowns probably that led to them being up 14 at the half, but going in at the half, we felt pretty good where we were. But, you know, like I said, we got to start creating opportunities for ourselves. I do feel like we've gotten better each week, and there are little steps that if you can identify those steps, hey, this is one thing we can get better at this week, it sure makes that process easy.
You can get out and make that spark sustaining segments of games, getting some points.
We need to produce with our passing game. You know, we need to throw the ball in balanced situations, not just passing situations. In the run game, we need to do the little things that make a good play a great play. You know, so we've got to do what we can offensively to produce big plays.
Well, that's the name of the game tomorrow night. North at Terre Haute North, Chalk Talk at 7. Don't forget, Cougar fans kick off at 7:30. South goes to Southport. Couple of 2-0 early season conference Indiana unbeaten. Sedgwick at South Putnam. Couple of 0-1 clubs tonight. Buffalo and the Jets tonight on Thursday night. NFL football pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After 2 straight weekends on the road for tourney play, the once-beaten Hoosier volleyballers of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan home this weekend at UGym for the Hoosier Invite, attracting Arkansas State, IUPUI, and Cleveland State to the gym starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You know, stats aside, but Sherry's 2 captains here this season, Taylor Lebo, she's just 14 digs away from 900, and Megan Tallman will be presented with a game ball prior to the start of Friday night's game with Arkansas State for her reaching her 3,000th career assist recently. Well, both of them, as I say, stats aside, Sherry's so doggone proud of the way both have responded here 10 games into their final years. And, as she was telling me recently about the pair.
Well, I think what's great about them is they've evolved just like everyone else. And I think they've always been great players, but now I think they understand the program so much better and what they want to give back to the program, and I think they've become great leaders. And now they're an extension of the coaching staff, and that's what you always want out of your captains, is to be extensions of the coaching staff. And so, you know, to have them with us on one page and to help this younger team understand the importance of, you know, the sacrifice, the discipline, the hard work, all those type of things, it's really helpful to us. So it's fun to actually be with them now and coach them. You know, sometimes during their career you're a little, you know, head against the wall, sure, kind of coaching them, and I think they've really turned into this, hey, if coach says this, we're doing it, you know, and now it's just them talking. So I really enjoy the senior class a lot.
Volleyball head coach Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan on her seniors, Megan Tallman and Taylor Lebo. Little Thursday night NFL football. Couple of teams looking for their first wins after 0-1 starts. Buffalo and the New York Jets pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.